right, time for another listener's Q&A segment here today. Opening up the digital phone line.
Yeah, hi, Chris. This is Paul in Alexandria, Virginia. I am curious about the manipulation of gold prices. We've heard for a number of years from several experts that gold is the investment to watch and that it's going to go much higher due to quantitative easing and a number of other factors. However, on the other hand, we know that it's being manipulated to hold prices down. There are some folks who say that there's going to be an unavoidable rise in the price, and I'm wondering how they can make this claim, what they base it on, given the fact that there's been so much success in suppressing prices for so long. On the other hand, you also have people like Martin Armstrong who call for a serious decrease in prices, as low as 800, I believe he said. So I'm wondering how you can explain the sentiment regarding the manipulation of gold prices and whether that can go on indefinitely. Thank you very much. Bye.
Well, the first caller has heard of the precious metals market manipulation narrative and would like to know just how this occurs and will it send prices higher or lower. Well, hi, caller. You know, the precious metals suppression scheme, I think it's pretty well established. I mean, the Gotta.org folks have been on top of this for really about two decades. Chris Powell, Bill Murphy, they presented their case here regularly every year for the 12 years we've been on the air. They presented it as well to the highest levels of government. And, you know, the top Wall Street investment banks have settled, I would say, hundreds of millions of dollars at least so far. So this is a true story. In addition, the central banks regularly dump hundreds, even thousands of tons of bullion reserves, sometimes directly on the open market. That would be similar to the U.S. Fed selling huge positions of Google or IBM. I mean, can you imagine the backlash that would incur? Now, while I agree that it's likely that there is collusion holding prices low, here's an interesting question. Does it really matter? I mean, after all, if prices are suppressed, any Econ 101 student knows that market forces will inevitably win out and supply and demand will simply force prices to their natural equilibrium level, right? In other words, you can't hold prices down forever and you can't keep a good market down. So it seems to me like this is a problem for the short-term trader, is it not? Not the long-term investor. Those of us out here who believe that no matter what the manipulators try to do to the markets, in the long term, we're all going to win. And I'd like to add to this that our current market take on the precious metals is we're gearing up the next big leg higher. This looks like a great opportunity. It seems to be moving in tandem almost with the cryptocurrency phenomenon, U.S. equities have had quite a run over the past couple years, you know, eight solid years. One of the most powerful and forceful advances in the 120-year Dow history. We think investors are now going to start to lock in some profits in their bond market, which is also a bubble, and the U.S. equities market will not necessarily top out here, but I think some of the smart money is realizing the relative advantage, the relative opportunity, the relative valuation opportunity level in gold versus equities and bonds. So we think it bodes well for the precious metals and better days ahead.
Chris, it's really not a Q&A segment question. I've tried to subscribe to your newsletter on a monthly basis, and I put all the numbers in the prescribed little places in my cell phone presentation, used PayPal and all that sort of thing, and I can't seem to get any kind of more direction on where to go or haven't got any feedback from my attempts. If you could give me some assist there, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, caller. You know, this is a common issue that occurs when people sign up using their PayPal account, but then forget that the PayPal email address is no longer checked very regularly or maybe been deactivated altogether. This happens all the time. And so, see, this is my only way to contact new subscribers, the email address attached to the PayPal account. That's what we're given. So if you wouldn't mind just sending an email message to me at gsradio@frontier.com. That's gsradio, all one word, @frontier.com. And we should be able to clear everything up for you today. Thank you.
I just have a comment. I wanted to thank you for the guest, John Scursey. He's I understood everything he said. He explained everything very well. He was a wonderful guest. And I thank you for everything you do also. But, it's, you know, I just wanted to comment that that was an especially effective interview. Thank you very much.
Moving on to the next guest, he liked the interview with John Scursey. Thanks, caller. I'm so glad you appreciated that, and we'll look forward to hearing from his folks and perhaps having him back on the show.
Well, I just wanted to mention that the last, I don't know, month or two, about 50% of the interviews, I can't, the sound quality is so bad, I can't listen. And I know that's not your fault. Sometimes the person who's being interviewed comes in on a, you know, different type of technology or who knows how they, or Skype or something, but I mean, I'm a good listener. I'm an auditory learner, in fact, and I can't, you know, I can't sit there and so that there's no sounds at all and then concentrate on every word. I just can't do that for 30 minutes. So just thought you might want to know about that. Thank you.
Well, you know, listener, there are several good explanations for this. I've been putting this dog and pony act together for 12 years now, and I recognize when sound quality is subpar. First, I'll take some of the blame for this. We were forced to move into a very rural place temporarily for about 5 months. The phone lines were over 50 years old there, underground, so we're no longer in that house. I have very little control over the guest's microphone. I usually, if I hear something odd when we begin an interview, I will suggest, well, let's switch over to a landline, you know, or let's switch away from a cell phone. But really, very few instances will facilitate better audio. Most people are usually stuck with a mobile, and mobiles, for the most part, really are one of the worst ways to do an interview, because once that audio goes into our studio equipment, it amplifies the low quality and noise significantly. So there's really nothing I can do about that, and we're not set up here for ISDN BRI level. We have had that in the past, and of course it's perfect audio regardless of the caller. But now that we're in this new place that has, you know, DSL level phone service, at least for the next 7 or so months, we hope to bring you really high quality interviews. And I think you'll notice the past few have been really some of the best in years. So we look forward to bringing you near studio quality audio.
Hey Chris, just a heads up that the Bitcoin receiving address on your homepage is not a valid Bitcoin address. That's all. Bye.
All right. The next caller says Bitcoin address is incorrecto. Well, you know what? I've got a new address. I'll post it up there, and I appreciate you bringing that to my attention.
Hi, Chris. Calling here from San Francisco, listening to your show right now. I've been listening to it since you guys have been doing this. And, you know, I've never called. I just wanted to call and say thanks, man. I enjoy listening to your voice. I enjoy, you know, coming to the office on Mondays, running the show while I take care of my Monday responsibilities and duties here in the office. And, you know, keeping tuned in, man. You're a smart guy. You got a lot going on, and I appreciate you sharing your wisdom with me and everybody else who listens to you. You know, you do a good job and keep it up. That's all I wanted to say. Good vibes from San Francisco. Take care.
Wow, what a really great thing to say. We appreciate that, and we appreciate all our callers today. Remember, you can call in to our toll-free number. We try to get to them as regularly as possible, and you can do so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Plus, you can just send an email message to me, gsradio@frontier.com. Coming up after the break, more Gold Seek.